The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
We all know we need to drink lots of water to stay hydrated and feel well. Therefore, we need our water sources to be dependable and clean, right? That's why the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences and the Center for Applied Science and Engineering at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center are working on a collaborative research project involving water sensors. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Paul Durham and Sarah Woodman of CBLS. Water sensors are developed to go into ponds, rivers, lakes, and drinking water sources to detect metals and other contaminants. Woodman explains the lab's research of these sensors.
One of the main concerns, especially in more natural water sources, is that there are different kinds of bacteria, different kinds of algae present in the water that can start to grow on these sensors. And they can create what we call biofouling. So they can create basically a layer surrounding this sensor that would prevent it from actually being able to properly detect the types of compounds that it's supposed to detect. So we're collecting various different water sources, so tap water, well water, pond water, river water, and we are taking some of the materials that these sensors would be made of and putting them in these water sources long term to simulate what it would be like if you had a sensor in a pond or some sort of natural body of water. And then over time, we're looking and seeing what's actually growing on these sensors and what can we do to prevent this growth so that these sensors will actually continue to function long term, and how long can these sensors be reliably used? Can it be a month? Is it 6 months? Is it several years? And so we're doing some shorter term and also some longer term studies on really what the effects are on these sensors and what we can do to prevent malfunctioning of these sensors due to growth.
Before beginning the project, they looked into what research had been done on biofouling. They found that there had been quite a bit done on the marine vessel side, but very little in freshwater environments. Durham explains more.
So it's really kind of novel research looking at, like, what are the different organisms that can actually stick, you know, and adhere to this. The important question is whether or not they're going to actually adhere with the functioning of that device. Because ultimately what they want to do is build up a sensor profile, right, that would actually, like, a network of these that can actually sense all the different types of metals. And then you really have an idea, an assessment of, like, the water quality. And if there's changes in the water quality to alert, you know, people to actually maybe, you know, maybe stop drinking the water or, you know, things that we have to do to change.
Although the water sensor project is ongoing, Durham says the preliminary findings are revealing some unexpected differences.
What we're seeing between pond and river and well water actually is fairly clean. I mean, there's not as many microorganisms and stuff that are sticking on the substrates and such, but the pond is definitely probably the worst. And the other thing that we did, which was kind of novel, is we took actually water during the different times of the year. So, like, you can imagine that, like, the pond water in April is not the same pond water in August, you know, during the dog days. And the rivers seem to be a little bit more consistent, maybe. But it also, you have temperature changes, right? So we're also simulating those types of environmental things within our system as well. And we're seeing clear differences. What's been really, really nice is that they've actually done some encapsulation. So they've actually done some coating of some of the substrates already and actually shown that that actually reduces the biofouling. So we're moving fairly quickly, I think, to identifying what kind of substrates are going to be better in the, you know, for future design. So this is really at some of the most basic science level.
While this research project strays from some of the ongoing pain research Durham directs in his lab, he is glad to be working alongside the scientists at CASE to find the optimal conditions to keep the sensors in prime working order.
So we need to come in as biologists and say, okay, what are the things that are actually going to adhere and can we actually reduce that? And then design, you know, a strategy to actually minimize biofouling so the sensors can stay in the water longer and actually do their job.
That was Dr. Paul Durham and Sarah Woodman. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.